Hello, I'd like to welcome everyone to our third night of our Facebook Live Missions Week. I am Pastor Matt. Welcome everybody. If you guys could give me a thumbs up and a little comment. Hello, good evening. Welcome. I also like to welcome our special guest, missionary Ken Harrell, who is the founder of the Children's Gift Ministry in Honduras. So, Pastor Ken, welcome to our third night.
Man, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for taking the time. I want to ask you some questions right out of the gate here. What is the Children's Gift Ministry? I know we have our BGMC Buddy Barrels and our kids collect change in here. What is the Children's Gift Ministry and when did it start? Tell me all about that.
Well, thank you, Pastor Matt. As you know, because you've been partnering with us for quite a few years, we are missionaries in the country of Honduras. And just like every missionary, we find a way to meet needs. And so our way is through the Children's Gift Ministry. We founded that in 2009, and it has a number of outreaches. Just to keep it simple, you know, here on the outset, it's a humanitarian and a gospel outreach ministry that meets the physical and spiritual needs of children all over Honduras.
Now, Pastor Ken, what specifically is it? I know when we talk about it here, you collect school supplies and you get kids back to school. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, that's one of our programs. If one was to go to childrensgiftministry.com and hit the what we do, then you'll see there that we host missions teams, we build churches, we have a gift bag program, we do back to classes with Jesus. We do equip conferences for children's pastors. We have water filter, you know, programs. We do kids crusades and a whole bunch of other stuff. We're always there if there's a disaster relief. So we have a warehouse in Honduras where we receive containers of shoes and clothes and hygiene items and school supplies. So we're very active in a lot of different areas. We built 21 churches in the country, including on the islands. So now, a lot of stuff.
With Back to Classes with Jesus, can you tell us more about that? I know that we've sent stuff there before. So what's in a book bag? How does that program work?
Well, you know, this is our largest of our outreaches that reaches about 30,000 kids and over 200 locations across the country. And we partner with anyone who will help us. These backpacks with school supplies cost about $10 a piece. And they have notebooks and they have a pack of pens and pencils and crayons, have a pair of scissors, pencil sharpener, eraser, and a ruler. These are the basic items. School is free in Honduras if you go to the public school. However, as you know, Pastor Matt, they have to have their school supply. It is a requirement. So many children who do not have the funds and their family is just, you know, struggling to try to get by. They cannot afford school supplies. And so these kids are left on the streets and there's a lot of gangs in Honduras, a lot of gang activity. And so, yes, the Back to Classes with Jesus, this program helps get kids off of the streets and out of the reach of the gangs and into school and connected with churches all over the country.
So is it a specific event? Do you guys advertise it? Hey, this is a Back to Classes with Jesus summit. How does that work?
Well, you know, children start school in the middle of February in Honduras. And so starting around, you know, the end of December, you know, through the month of January, especially, we have a network of supporters on the ground in our hometown of San Pedro Sula. We have a volunteer base of about 150 people across the country. We have a volunteer base of about 3,500 people. And so, you know, because we've been doing this since 2012, it's pretty much a smooth operation. We have a distribution, you know, points, and then we have those who they have the events themselves in local churches or in schools. And usually these events are with about 200 kids. And so they are an evangelism event. It's kind of like a kids crusade. And so it's kids ages 6 to 12. And there's children who they give their life to Christ. and they are invited, you know, come up to the altar. And a lot of things happen in the altar because there are a lot of abuses that happen, unfortunately, in Honduras. But at the end, they all receive their backpack filled with school supplies and they get to go to school.
I think that's awesome. You're supplying their spiritual needs as well as some of their physical needs, which is cool. One of the stories that I'm reminded of that you've told me before, and actually one of my favorite stories of, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it, with Back to Glasses with Jesus, is there was this little girl who broke her leg, but I want you to tell the story. Give the audience here a taste of what that story was.
Yeah, you know, this is just one of those stories. There's so many stories, you know, that we get, and it's called an impact report. And so these impact reports are from the lives of real kids. And, you know, this particular, this little girl, I believe she was 9 years old, she was run over by a car, and it broke her leg. And it was right before the time when we were going to have the Back to Classes with Jesus event in her community. And she wanted to go so bad because she wanted to get her school supplies, be able to go to school. She was laid up in a big purple cast and was not able to get off of the couch. So her big brother, he found out, you know, that she was really wanting to go to get her school supplies. So he picked her up and he carried her and he sat her in that chair. And, you know, the impact report, it shows her in her big cast, and she's sitting in that chair with a great big smile, holding her school supplies. Yeah, it's just one of those awesome stories.
That's awesome. And that's neat to hear these stories just from these little buddy barrels. And another project that I want you to talk about is obviously with COVID-19 hitting the whole world. A BGMC project was to supply protective equipment for the people in Honduras. And tell us more about that.
Yes. And this is just one of these, you know, humanitarian, kind of like a disaster, you know, relief project. It's not something that you have or advertised on your website until you just have to. And so, you know, this worldwide pandemic, it shut everything down in Honduras. You know, the people, they weren't allowed to leave their homes. It was enforced curfew. You could only leave one member of the family like once a week, and it depended on the last digit of your ID. It was strictly enforced. If you were caught out and it was not your day, then it would impact your vehicle. And so a lot of people, you know, were just like literally starving in their homes with no food or hygiene items because nobody was going to work. And it was just a really, really hard time. So we work with our team in Honduras, which is three pastors and their wives and their churches, in order to reach, you know, all over the country. And so, yes, through BGMC and through the support of churches like yours, we were able to raise the funds, $3,000 a month, starting in March of 2020. And it went all year long. We sent $3,000 a month. And so we provided a lot of families with food and hygiene items all year.
Wow. I appreciate you guys stepping up and helping your local people there in Honduras with that effort. I want to ask you a different question here. What can our viewers, how can they apply what you do in Honduras to their lives, to their neighborhoods, to reach people for Jesus?
I see. Yes. Well, you know, the first thing is to find out what your needs are. You've got to get out into your community, and you've got to talk to your constituents, your surrounding, you know, because that's your mission field, you know, right? Mm-hmm. And so learning, you know, what those needs are, and then developing a strategy, you know, through prayer and support, and then executing a ministry that it can be, you know, humanitarian. It's also coupled with evangelism and discipleship.
So just to hit on a couple of those, can you tell us more about your evangelism through your different ministries that you do there? I know you do that with Back to Classes with Jesus. And what are some of your other evangelism ministries that you deal with and how you guys go about doing that?
Yes, one of the things that we use a lot are scripture booklets. And I guess in the United States, you know, you may call it a tract. Mm-hmm. Okay, but these are actually, it's a 50-page gospel booklet, and it's a Bible study. And, you know, the a Bible isn't as easy to get, you know, outside of the United States. And so we use those as a tool of evangelism and as discipleship. And it puts a tool in the hands of our workers who are going out, and they kind of have a guide. And so it helps them with soul winning and discipleship and, you know, starting up, like whether it's a sidewalk in a Sunday school or a kid's, if it's a kid's crusade. There's all kind of things, you know, that you can do if you have the written word at hand. And then you share that with them. And if they're younger, you know, you can encourage them, you know, hey, look, read this with your siblings, you know, read this to your parents and your grandparents, and the word of God will not return void, because that's his promise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, going from evangelism to discipleship, how do you guys follow up with people that you minister to, people that get saved, just so there's some follow-up? I know we get that question here a lot, is not just planting the seed, but also discipling them. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, a ministry as broad as ours, you know, we depend a lot on the pastor, the local pastors. And so with, you know, with 200, you know, locations across the country, we do have a manual where like we do equipped conferences for children's pastors, and we train them, you know, how to do evangelism and then how to do the discipleship. In other words, if you win somebody to the Lord, you should be ready to have a way to record their name, their phone number, you know, like where they live. A soul winner who is used to winning, you know, souls to the Lord, who is used to evangelizing, eventually will begin to ask themselves, well, what's going to happen to this Christian after they get saved, right? Mm-hmm. I want to stay in touch with you. I want to follow up with you. I need your name and your contact information. And so that way, you know, the goal is to plug them in to your church or your children's church, your discipleship program. That way they can grow in the Lord.
And last one I want to hit on is prayer. How important is prayer with the children's gift ministry, and how can we apply prayer, obviously, in our ministries?
There's nothing that's greater than prayer. Absolutely nothing. Our children, they share, you know, in the churches along with us, and they remind, you know, the people, we thank you for your support. And you know, helping us, you know, with programs, sponsorship, all that is great. But your prayers is what keeps us safe. It's what opens the doors. It's what gives us the favor, you know, with the government. And it's just we won't know until we get to heaven,
yeah,
all of the things that the prayers of the people have accomplished.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know you guys are getting ready to go back into the missions field later this week. Briefly tell us, it's been a journey for you, and I've been following this. You were supposed to go last week. You guys got called to the missions. You actually had a plane ticket. Tell us all about that adventure.
It has been crazy. Oh, my goodness. Yes. And, you know, you have stayed up with our ministry. And so, it started in February of 2020, right? And it was like, mm-hmm, right before all of this COVID happened. We had raised our budget and we were ready to go to the mission field. We actually shipped all of our household items to Honduras, and they arrived. And then a week before we were going to fly out in March, our tickets were canceled. And here we were with just the clothes and our luggage. And so, you know, we went back to Rock Hill and stayed in the missions house for all of this year, you know, waiting for this to clear up until we got clearance to be able to go back to Honduras. But the awesome thing is that God has really blessed us with our team in Honduras. And AGWM has trusted us and our team to be able to continue all of these outreaches. And it really, really has been a huge, huge blessing to people of Honduras. And it's not just the food and the hygiene items. It's also the PPE equipment in the hospitals as well.
Amen. Amen. So you are scheduled to fly out later this week, and we'll be praying for you. And let's go into prayer. Pastor Ken, would you be able to pray for our viewers and also all our BGMC missionaries and for all those people that just need to be reached?
It would be such an honor. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, God, we just come to you right now. We thank you, Lord, that Lord, we serve a God that hears and answers our prayers. Father, we pray for the lost. Lord, we lift up, Lord God, the millions and millions across our world who may have never even heard the gospel in a way that they could understand it. We pray, God, that you'd send laborers into your harvest fields. We ask you, Lord, for grace. We ask you, Lord, for safety and supply and for, Lord God, an end time harvest, Lord. We pray for souls and we thank you, Lord God, for, Lord, all of our churches, Lord God, and the ministries, the children's churches, Lord, like Pastor Matt, Lord God, and others. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord, that you, God, will provide through them and to them in, Lord, a supernatural way. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I like to pray for you as well, you and your family and the Children's Gift Ministry. So, Father, we love you. We praise you, Lord. We lift up Ken Harrell, his family, Lord, the whole Children's Gift Ministry, the team in Honduras, Lord. I pray for safety, Lord. Holy Spirit, lead them in all that they do, Lord. I pray for provision for them, Lord. I pray for doors to be open, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for all the people that they minister to, Lord. Holy Spirit, open up these kids' hearts, Lord. Bring them to these events, the children's, the back to classes with Jesus events, Lord. And just make a mighty move in the country of Honduras. And thank you for Pastor Ken, his family, and his team, and all that they do, Lord. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
His name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Ken, I'd like to thank you so much for your time. And I love reading your newsletters and keep them coming. And we look forward to hearing more good news coming out of the Children's Gift Ministry. So thank you, Pastor Ken. And thank you to our Facebook Live audience. This concludes night 3. Tomorrow night, stay tuned. We have Pastor Joseph Fierro, who's going to interview Speed to Light missionary Joe Holloway. So you won't want to miss that. I'd like to thank our audience. Thank you guys for joining in. And I hope you guys have a great day. As I say in the kids' service, Jesus loves you. Have a good night.